All right, time now to look through the window of baseball as we do it every weekend on Saturday and Sunday with the great Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, brought to you by Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, how are you today on this Saturday?
Very well, Marty. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. How'd you like being out at the ballpark last night?
Oh, it was great. I hadn't been there the first game. It's always a treat. Go up in the broadcast booth and look at the incredible vista those guys have and, you know, get down on the field. It's just the place never loses its appeal. I'm really excited about the coming season.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny. I mean, there's the crowd last night. I don't even know what it was announced at, but it was a pretty good crowd. And the first thing I wanted to ask you, Bay Bridge Series, does it have a pulse? Does it have a life?
Well, yeah, I think it does. It's never really moved the needle around here, really not from the beginning. It's never been a must-see kind of thing. If it disappeared, I wouldn't miss it. But, you know, I think it's nice to wrap up spring training here, to get a little taste of the ballpark. I think the guys, anybody playing right field, even if you've been out there, you know, several seasons, to get out there, get reacquainted with it, just some of the quirks of the park. But, you know, it's not a real live wire event, and that's, I don't think that's ever going to change.
Yeah, the crowds, I imagine over in Oakland today, I have no idea, but I imagine it'll be a decent crowd over there.
Mm-hmm.
But the A's are a team. It's fun to watch them do it again. And I mentioned this to you last night. The game of baseball to me is changing again. And you can get young athletic players and guys who don't necessarily hit the ball out of the park a lot but have speed and can get on base and can catch the ball. I think you can win. You have to have pitching to do it, but I think it's easier to build a team on the field these days because you don't see the home run hitters anymore. You don't have the 45, 50 home run hitters anymore.
Yeah, and that's really the essence of the A's outfield with, you know, Fold and Gentry and Crisp when he comes back. And it's funny because that's a part of the team that hasn't changed. And where Billy Beane made his most radical adjustments on the whole new infield and a lot of new rotation guys, that's looking pretty good. You know, they're looking a little bit vulnerable out there with injuries in their outfield with Reddick and Crisp. But, you know, as far as the changes he've made, no problem the way it looks. It's still a representative team. They're going to have to, like you say, they're going to have to run. They lost a lot of power, even though I know there's a power shortage, but they still lost a lot with those 3, 4, 5 hitters. So they're going to have to run and be aggressive. And so far, you know, they've looked very good doing it.
Yeah, interesting. They had a good record for whatever records count down there. But the Giants open up with Arizona on Monday. And this is Tony La Russa, Dave Stewart, and people like that. And Bruce, I tell you, we saw them in spring training a few times. Aaron Hill has gone to the bench. They have Ahmed in there. They've got Owings in there. I don't know if Tomas will be a third base or if he'll be in the minor leagues. But all of a sudden, I tell you, Bruce, you watch Arizona play, and it's Tony La Russa. He's got guys moving all over the place, and he's not afraid to do things. They're going to be a different team to watch. I just have that feeling.
Yeah, and they really have to be. You know, they've taken a pretty good dive here the last couple of years, and from everything I've heard, they haven't looked overwhelming in spring training. They have made a lot of changes, but I think that's what La Russa needs to do. He needs to put a new stamp on the team. You know, in this day and age, you just can't expect, you know, 50 homers from Paul Goldschmidt and, you know, good luck. I mean, you've got to be aggressive. You got to run the bases, and that's, you know, Tony likes that style of play, so I'm sure we'll see his imprint on that team before too long. And you know, I was kind of hoping Tomas would be the third baseman just so we could watch him right off the bat. I don't know if they've made that call yet. I know there's even a chance he'd start in the minors, but
yeah, Jake Lamb, I think I saw his name. I thought I saw his name somewhere as a potential third baseman. But look at, and there's a guy we may see in the series coming up, Archie Bradley. This was their heralded prospect who they kind of buried last year. Had a great spring. Trevor Cahill, goodbye, and Archie Bradley's on the team.
Yeah, a lot of transition down there. Archie Bradley, a big kid. I think he's out of Oklahoma. He was a football player, too, I think. He's been touted in their system for quite a while. And, you know, a lot of the guys that have been similarly touted, like Trevor Bauer and Skaggs, next thing you know, they're elsewhere. But he's their big prospect now. And he seems to be ahead of, like, say, anybody in the Giants system, maybe, you know, Crick or Heston. They really think Bradley's going to step right in and do some stuff. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter today, Crick, Stratton to double A. They're going to start off in Richmond is where they're going to start and see what they do down there. But, you know, double A today, if you do well, bang, you do get jumped. We'll see what happens down there. I wonder where Tyler Beattie will be. I bet he starts at San Jose.
Probably, yeah.
And that's the one guy I'm waiting to see. But Arizona, as I say, it's Cole Mentor. Their bullpen is kind of shaky. But I think it's going to be fun to – they're going to be different kinds of games. And that I think that's what we're looking at. How do you like the Padres? And it's tough for me to overlook them. I don't know. How do you feel about them when you size it up as we get started?
Well, first of all, I want to see them play for the first time in many years. Yeah. I mean, I would if they were on TV, I'd stop everything and check it out. I mean, with Kemp and Upton and Myers and now Shields, it's looked really good from what I've seen him in the spring. They've got some good solid young pitchers beneath him in the rotation. Buddy Black's revitalized. The offense should be greatly improved. I mean, it's always fun to watch Kemp and Upton hit, no matter what's going on. Whether they're actually going to be a team, where they're going to pick up the ball, where they're going to do all those little things that really make a team, remains to be seen. I still put them behind the Giants and the Dodgers, but I think they're very watchable, which is a step up for them.
Yeah, Cameron Maybin, I know it's all over Twitter today. He's one of those guys. Quentin is another one. There's a few that are out there that there's no room for him, but there's big money attached to Maybin, so I don't know where he'd go. But, we'll see. You have to watch him play. But as you and I like to look at this thing, the starting pitching, they do throw a guy at you every single day that's not 40 years old.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Tyson Ross is there. Isn't Morrow in the rotation also?
Yeah, Morrow's there.
Yeah, a couple
Cashner.
I don't know how good that is.
Well, you got three. You've got three hard throwers in there. Then you put Shields in there with Kennedy. And you have some savvy guys who know how to play baseball. So I think the Padres are the team to watch. I really do. But this is one of those years, and I mentioned it last night, where this is what baseball is all about, where you just sit back and you don't know. And it's a story that will be written, and injuries, trades, and all good starts and surprises. The blank canvas, the blank book, this is one of those years, I tell you, I think the story is inexplicable right now.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, you say, well, Arizona, I've heard a lot of people say they just look terrible. They're a mess. Who knows? Maybe they sweep the Giants, and you go, well, geez, maybe they got something going here.
Yeah.
I'm as delighted as ever, even more so that I've got that baseball package where you can call up any team at will. I mean, there's so many teams I want to watch, the Cubs, especially when they bring all the kids up. I want to watch Michael Morse with Stanton down in Miami and Sandoval with Henley Ramirez and Ortiz. And then you're really going to find out some stuff. I mean, man, you can really load up every night with some great, great action.
Well, baseball is selling a story, and they know how to market the story. And they market every team now. 30 teams get marketed. And you know what else has happened? The market of Montreal is getting marketed. They had 80,000 people for a couple of games up in Montreal this weekend. And as Leonard Caputo always told us, the great Hall of Fame baseball writer, baseball needs an escape hatch, to blackmail cities. And all of a sudden, Montreal is back in the picture.
Which is great for my money. I made many, many trips there when I covered the Giants. And it's a completely different, fine, wonderful French-Canadian atmosphere up there. I can still hear the old PA announcer, Gary Kartar, and just walking those the streets, and there's a lot of energy, baseball energy up there. It was too bad they lost their team, but now that's sort of the destination now. Well, if things go bad, wind up in Montreal. I'd say if Tampa Bay wound up there, I'd be standing and cheering.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah,
it could happen, and I guess they would sort of hold them up for a new stadium probably. To do that, because the other one was the Olympic Stadium, which wasn't very nice. And today's world, that you can't have a stadium like that. So I could see it happening. I could see him holding up. And look, the A's could be in that position. They could hold up.
Yeah.
They could hold up the Bay Area for something or move the A's out to Montreal. That could happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you've got to have something in your pocket. For a long time, it was like Portland or Las Vegas or Charlotte. None of that seemed to make much sense. I think Montreal's a stronger entry there.
Yeah, and they're showing that they want it.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. Hey, what did you think of Kane last night?
Oh, I liked him. I was talking to Kruko before the game, and he said, you know, he's got to have that bite on his breaking pitch. Any pitcher does, but, you know, he's gone through the elbow surgery. The arm feels much better than it is. This guy pitched in pain for a long time. It wasn't excruciating pain, but something was going on in his elbow, really for years. And so he's making some adjustments on his release point, but I thought the breaking ball was great. I mean, it was really sharp most of the time. The fastball command was in and out, but I think it was really encouraging the way he pitched. He got squeezed, I thought. You know, you talk about the strike zones bigger. It sure wasn't last night. But I thought his stuff was very good, and you know the box score, the results mean nothing. What was the life on the breaking pitches? Yeah. I thought it was excellent. That's a huge sign.
Yeah, and the breaking stuff, that's the way he gets outs. When he was going good, he got outs on that 83-84. I used to say that. You know, that's the way he gets his outs. And the essence of pitching is getting the hitter off balance.
Right.
And he had some tough innings, but he got out of them. One Ike Davis just crushed the ball and panicked.
Yeah.
It was playing by the bullpen and threw him out.
Yeah. That was amazing. Yeah.
But then he got a couple of pop-ups to get out of innings, and I thought he had the batter reaching. And he froze Billy Butler on a curveball.
Yeah, yeah. It's just so important. I mean, you know, teams are lining up with good solid 1-2, maybe 1-2-3 starters. The Dodgers obviously have Kershaw and Greinke, and the Giants have got to have somebody alongside Bumgarner. If Kane is going to be that guy and be the Matt Kane of the past, then that's taken care of. You've got two, you know, horses, as Boshi likes to call them. And that's absolutely vital to the Giants. Pitching is always a thing with them. And they're going to need a solid rotation, as always. And those two guys at the top, it's pretty promising.
I thought last night, as I was leaving last night in the parking lot, I was telling the guys out in the lot, I said, you know, you're going to see games like this is your game that you're going to see this year. Maybe not 4-0, but you're going to see the starter go a certain amount of innings, and the Giants are going to have a lead, and bang-o, it's going to be turned over to these guys, and the bullpen's going to have to bring it home.
Yeah, I really like what I've seen from Romo so far. He was talking to somebody, I think it was Carl Stewart, wrote a piece about everybody and their specialty pitches, and Romo said he doesn't throw a conventional slider. He says hitters tell him that it looks like a fastball coming out of his hand, and even when he tries to teach it to somebody, nobody can quite get it, you know. Because you wonder, how can a guy live on this pitch so often? But there's something about it that's deceiving, even though, almost if you know it's coming.
Yeah.
And he got, you know, hitters from both sides of the plate out last night. That's very encouraging because, you know, he leads you up to closer. And those four relievers, the guys with three rings each, are coming back for another year. That's another huge thing. If those guys are all in character, That really bodes well if they get a lead. And, you know, they're not going to hit a lot of home runs, but they got a couple guys on, and Posey made sure they came in. So these are the kinds of things they're going to have to do.
Yeah, the Romo question is interesting, and I talked about earlier today about relief pitching. If you look through the history of baseball and relievers are relievers for a reason. Is they're not consistent. You know, this is good 1 year, not the next year. The Giants have been very lucky to have their relief pitching being consistent. Because the nature of relief pitching is, if you were that good, you'd be a starter. You know,
Billy Bean had discarded relievers like bad chewing gum every year. You know, guys who'd had good years. You know, Folk and Balfour. It just didn't matter to him because he figured these guys don't keep it up. And he's right in most cases. But when you get guys like Lopez and Affeldt, these guys are just amazingly consistent, and they're left-handed, which is huge. And, you know, Romo's primarily been that guy from the right side. So, and Casilla has a good long track record, too. So that's an absolute blessing. And it's a real tribute to Boshi and Rigetti, I think, that these guys are eternally sharp and in character, and they're never asked to do what they're not capable of doing. Although Affeldt, I think, last year he appeared in, like, every inning at some point, except the first. You know?
What a character.
Yeah, I love Affeldt.
What
He's
a character he is. You know, he really is. But they're fortunate in having a bullpen that stays consistent, because you don't see that in the game that often. And that's the one thing that that they have. You know, Bochy, they said Romo can be doing some closing and Casilla, you know.
Sure.
You know, they can flip it around. And it's not a knock on Casilla. That's the way it works.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could close with Affeldt, I think, if you really needed a lefty. If there was three lefties that were coming up that weren't going to be pinch hit for, or two out of three or whatever, he could do it. And Lopez could do it. those guys all have the mentality that, you know, I'm going to shut this thing down. They don't. There's no fear in any of them, whatever inning it, or situation it is.
Well, and we'll keep you just for an extra minute or two today, since we're not on tomorrow.
Sure.
But the Josh Hamilton story, what was your take on that? And, of course, baseball has ruled that they cannot discipline him because he didn't really violate the drug policy, I guess because he turned himself in. But the Angels said, what are you talking about? We want him disciplined. We want him suspended.
Yeah, get him out of here.
How about that?
Well, I don't think Artie Moreno was quoted, the owner, but this all stems from him. You got the president of the team and the general manager just popping off like, this is terrible. You know, I can't understand it. This is really disappointing. They don't want him around.
Isn't that ridiculous?
it's a bad look for the franchise. I mean, I can see their point for two things. One, it's obvious that he had a drug relapse. He basically admitted it and probably should be suspended. And also, he's been terrible. The last looks we've got at him, he looks completely hopeless up there. He gets in those streaks and he can't get out of them. But then again, this is one of the really legendary hitters of recent years. When he gets hot, he's the hottest hitter you've ever seen in your life. And, you know, he's got friends in the clubhouse. He's a decent guy. He means well. He's got guys trying to look after him. And for the front office to treat him like that, believe me, that makes an impact in the clubhouse, and it puts the organization in really negative light.
Boy, interesting. So Josh Hamilton will be back, but I don't know what they're going to do with him at some point.
Well, you know, he's going to come back. It's going to be a mess when he comes back. As you know, that the owners are like, oh, God, you know, and is he going to hit? And everybody's going to be looking. It's like A-Rod. The Yanks don't want much of him either.
You know? Exactly. You know something, but he's played his way onto the team.
He has, and I'm sure Josh Hamilton, it won't take much to get him back to where you want him in the lineup.
Yeah.
But, geez, all these other considerations just make it – I think the A's are going, this is good. This is not a good thing for the Angels, and that means it's a good thing for us.
Yeah, and Seattle is a team I'm not sold yet. I want to see their young pitch. I want to see Walker, Paxton, and J.A. Happ.
Yeah.
You know, go through 162. But that's one I'm watching, you know, the Seattle team. Hey, one last thing. Today may be the swan song for the number 75. He's going to get an inning today for the A's against the Giants. And I was thinking about all the free agent signings in the Bay Area history. Maybe the most controversial, the way it turned out, was Barry Zito.
Yeah, I think it probably goes down as that because, you know, 7 years for, what is it, $165 million, which at the time was and still is really just an amazing amount. And he was such a bust for so long, and he turned it around so admirably. The whole story is just fascinating. It's pretty evident that he's not going to be on the A's staff, which makes me wonder why they didn't figure some way to get him somewhere else, but it seems to me there hasn't been much interest in any teams who want him right now on their big league roster. And the fact that he's still around, I would assume he's ready to take an assignment to Nashville and go down there and pitch and wait for that inevitable something, you know, happens. You got to have these guys, you got to have depth in the rotation. Billy Beane's really good at that. This gives him another guy. And
he wants a pitch.
And he wants to pitch, and he can get guys out. He's certainly not going to be in your top. He's like a number five starter. But he came back after a year off and really hadn't changed at all. He's still got the big bender, the big 12-6 curve.
And he wants to pitch.
He's pitched since
he's 8 years old.
Exactly.
And you know what it's like, I swear, and you know, you go back throughout the history of baseball. You know, Shoeless Joe Jackson, you know, played till he was 50, you know, in industrial leagues. Ted Lyons, I mean,
Vinny Minoso.
Right. They are baseball players. And
See,
they didn't have the $125 million, whatever it was. But they were baseball players, and he wants to play.
Yeah.
He wants to play. That's the story.
He's got one of the great arms ever given to a human being. He's never hurt it. He's never going to hurt it. He knows how to train and keep that arm ready to go.
And that's what he does.
It's so smart of him to try and get another year or two out of his career because, you know, next thing you know, he's too old and it's gone.
Yeah, he wants to play. It's not the money. This is who he is. This is his identity. I want to play baseball.
Exactly.
And I hope he goes to Nashville, and I hope he plays for another 10 years since we see him in with Hermosillo in the Mexican League with George Brunet.
Pitching the Angel Bravo.
Right, with George Brunet. You know, pitching down there, you know. Oh, boy. Great. All right. Hey, great to talk to you as always. And you have a prediction if we put you on the spot here, World Series? Do you ever I know they don't mean anything, but where would you stand if I asked you today?
Who's going to be in the World Series?
Yeah, do you have any thoughts, or is it too ridiculous?
I'm going to go with Washington.
Okay.
They're really loaded up in the rotation. I think Bryce Harper is going to explode. It's a solid team. They've made some mistakes in the postseason. I think they're slowly learning how to win. Hard to pick against them. In the American League, I know you disagree here, and I totally understand why, but I'm going with the Red Sox.
Okay.
They need a lot of things to go right, but the hitting is going to be there, and they've got tremendous depth, positional depth. They did lose the catcher, Vasquez, who's a great young talent.
Yeah.
That's a blow, and Uehara's hurt. They could be horrible, Marty, but I'm just going to, like you say, strange things happen.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I think that'd be a great series. I'm going to go that way.
Yeah, and again, as with the Giants, who knows what the team's going to look like in 60 or 90 days? And
sure.
Cole Hamels may be a Red Sox in 60 days.
Yeah,
and Swihart could be a Philly, and Mookie Betts could be there with the rest of them, and Archie Bradley or whoever. Was it Jackie Bradley?
Yeah.
So who
are your picks for the series?
Well, I was going to go. I kind of go with Washington, but it's just tough to go against them because they're built for the season and they're built for a short series. So
exactly.
It's tough to go against them. And I still like Kansas City. I still think Kansas City is a team with they just. Have the good young players. They've got that bullpen, Bruce, that, they make it a five-inning game now.
Oh, man.
And they figured out how to do it. And I think the whole thing is getting in. I think the Giants proved that last year. Just get in. And if you've got the elements, once you're in there, things can happen. And I think they have the elements to make it happen again. They got speed and they got a bullpen.
No doubt. I think they'll miss Shields, but they've got a lot of pitching. They've got so much pitching that the kid Finnegan didn't make the roster. He's a former number one pick who can really fire it. So
yeah, and even the Giants, as I say, they may be built for the short series, not for the long season. So if somehow they can get in, and you got Bumgarner, and all of a sudden you do make a deal for a midseason deal for a Zimmerman or a Cueto or someone like that. All of a sudden you've got someone to go with Bumgarner, and you're very dangerous in a short series.
Well, if they get that far and they get in, definitely watch out for the Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, they really know how to do it.
So we'll see.
Beyond a doubt. Yeah,
but
it's going to be fun, Marty.
But, boy, I'll tell you, we'll talk today and we'll talk in September and say, what did we say? Did we really say that?
Who did I pick?
Right.
Oh, my God.
That's why we love it. That's why we love it. All right, pleasure to talk to you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks so much.
All right, that's Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.